Okay, Carol, are you there?
I am, Lenka.
Carol, hi. Thanks so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
Carol, so first things first, please, you know, tell us, you know, who you are, who and what do you do? What do you
okay.
do in the world?
Okay. Well, I'm Carol Boskert, and my company is called The Blueprint Practice. And I'm a marketing and visibility strategist. So my background is marketing and sales. I've got over 20 years experience in that. And I've always focused on what I would call the promotional element. So how do you promote a person, a business, a brand, a product, or a service? And I've mainly worked in the services industry, and nearly 5 years ago, I decided that I was going to set up my own business. So I work with a lot of coaches and consultants because that's my background. And what I help them to do is to stand head and shoulders above the competition so that they can attract their high-end clients or their ideal clients, and they can, you know, start to get, you know, people onto their books and start working with them. And the reason why I do that is because ultimately what my clients are looking for is they're looking for peace of mind. They're looking to have a type of lifestyle that they want to live where they can maybe work part-time, doing what they love, but also have time for the things that are important in their life as well, for example, like their families. So when I start working with them, they're not 100% sure how they should market themselves, how they should attract clients, and, you know, what does a really good, solid strategy look like?
Wonderful. And what a great difference you make. Brilliant. Carol, can you share with us, you know, what inspired you to hop on and jump in and decide, yes, I want to be coached by Lenka? So tell us a little bit what was happening with you before.
Yeah, of course. Well, I had, as I said, I mean, I've been working for nearly 5 years for myself. One of the things that I always believe in is that as a business owner, you always need to have a coach. So in the corporate world before, well, not my last corporate role, but the one before, I worked for a company that pioneered executive coaching in the UK. And I had a coach even before I started working with them. You know, once I'd got the job, they immediately assigned a coach to me to onboard. And they really instilled into me the importance of having a coach. So, of course, when I started up my own business, I knew that I needed to work with a coach. And I just think it's really, really important. But actually, do you know what? It had always been quite difficult to find a really, really good coach. You know, I'd worked with some people before, and sometimes they'd made really big promises that actually when you scratched beneath the surface, actually there wasn't a lot there. Or they would tell you what you needed to do, but not how you needed to do it, because they were always thinking about the next thing that you were going to buy from them. So they were always keeping things back. Or, you know, those type of coaches that promise you everything and they stand on the stage and, you know, it's a really big sum of money to work with them. And then they try and make out that you're really sort of like stupid if you don't work with them. So I'm a great believer in having a coach. And I had heard about you a lot. Lots of people were saying really, really good stuff about you, Lenka. And I know that I connected with you on Facebook, and I never got around to come into one of your networking groups that you did much earlier on. But you were somebody that was sort of like coming closer and closer to me in my circle of influence. And there were more and more people that I was just coming into contact with. And then I eventually met you. And I was so impressed by you when you stood up and you did a presentation. And you were absolutely right what you were talking about, the way that you shared your story, the way that you it resonated with me, it resonated with lots of people in the room, and I was just really, really impressed. And I thought to myself, I'd really love to work with this person. And actually, at that point, I actually didn't know how successful a coach you were. I had only heard about you, I'd connected with you, and then I saw you talk at that networking group. And then we arranged and we had a one-to-one. And when we had the one-to-one, I thought to myself, I'd really, really like to work with this individual. And then over the next couple of months, it was just sort of like taking a few steps to get closer to you. And of course, before I started to work with you, I found out that how you were having these phenomenal months and, you know, that you were bringing in these really large sums of money. And what I really liked was the place in which you were coming from. You're incredibly generous and helpful. I really like all the mindset that you have around manifestation, around meditation, around gratitude. And that just felt really right for me. And I wanted to work with somebody that had that depth of integrity.
Oh, Carol, you know, luckily you can't see me because I swear I'm like blushing right now. Anyway, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And so tell me, how was the actual coaching experience? Because we, you know, wrapped up not long ago now.
Yeah.
So can you share with us?
Yeah, I really, really liked it. I mean, it was intense, but it just kept going, you know, sort of like at the right speed to make things happen. And for me, the outcome was that I doubled my conversion rate. So those clients that I were working with, you know, the great thing was I could come to you and I could ask you questions every week. And I could say to you, look, I'm going into this networking meeting. I'm going to meet this particular client. And I could just run through with you what I was going to do, what I was going to say, or I could ask you what are the questions that I should ask. And you always gave me the right direction. And I was just going in and converting them one after the other.
Amazing. Amazing. Brilliant. Well, and look at the difference you make. And may I just say, Carol, you know what you said earlier on in the conversation, that, you know, unfortunately there are coaches out there that lack a little bit of integrity. We know, just like in any other profession. I mean, one of my past mentors was trying to teach me that it's 75% about us as service providers and 25% about the client, and always think of what to sell next. And I wanted to vomit, you know, when I heard that. So it's a different value system, but, you know, the reason why I'm sort of bringing it back is because, you know, we all make investments in a coaches that we don't, or not necessarily with coaches, but in some things that we don't fit with us 100%.
Yes,
but
exactly.
Would you agree that it shouldn't scare us to go and invest again?
Oh, you know, look, I think the whole thing is this is a learning journey. It's a learning experience. We're all on a journey and we're all learning all the time. And I think that it is when we make those mistakes, and I know that I have, I'm sure lots of other people have made them as well. You know, lots of other smart, intelligent business women have probably made those mistakes. I think it's about, sometimes it's about saying to yourself, okay, look, if you've got a really slick salesperson and you don't realize how they're manipulating you, it's really easy to fall into that trap. And that's why when you find somebody that has got such a lot of integrity, you want to work with them because they're going to tell you the truth. And that's actually what you want to hear. And but other times, you know, the coach isn't right for you. They may not necessarily be manipulating you or being a slick salesperson at all, but actually what might be happening is that you, as a business owner, might not be in the right place at that time in your journey to work with that particular person. And and you decide to take that plunge and it doesn't work out. Doesn't necessarily mean that person isn't very good. But what it shouldn't do is stop you from finding that right coach and working with them and making sure that you're continuing your entrepreneurial journey. You know, so often when we're entrepreneurs, we try to do everything ourselves. And the fact is, it can be a very lonely place. And what we need to do is work with somebody, you know, who is there to support us, that does have our back, you know, that they are on the end of the phone. I mean, if I ever had a problem, I could email you, I could pick up the phone and you were there. And of course, I wouldn't abuse that type of access that you give. But the fact is, you know that that person is there, so that they're there to help and support you, so you don't feel alone.
And I must say, such a, you know, dream client, absolutely dream client. Carol, thank you so much. And I'll ask you the very, very last question, because I know that we have a lady listening to us right now that, you know, it's a big thing to invest in a coach. It's a big thing to invest in a coach. For those of them that are sort of on a fence, Shall I perhaps contact Lenka, you know? Shall I go for it? What would you, if they're on a fence, you know, what would you, from your heart, and this wasn't pre-stage question, you're going to be super, sorry, Carol, I didn't prepare you, but what would you tell them?
Well, do you know what, this is what I would tell them, and I actually say this to some of my clients as well. First of all, they've got to realize it's an investment. So the fact is, if you get to work with a coach and they help you to deliver that outcome that you want, whatever that is, so it could be finding the right clients, it could be converting the clients that you have so that they buy from you, or it could be selling a much larger program that perhaps you haven't sold before, very, very few people can do it on their own. And what happens a lot of the time is they think they can do it and they go off and they try it and it doesn't happen. And then they look back 3, 4, 5 months later, or maybe even a year later, which is worse, and they realize that they actually haven't taken many steps forward from where they were. But the fact is that as soon as you start to work with a coach, your performance increases. So if you're really great at what you're doing and you're bringing in loads of clients, and if you work with a coach that can change your performance 1%, that's really going to have an effect on your bottom line. If you work with a coach like you, Lenka, that actually can make your performance increase way, way, way more than 1%, it's really, really going to change how profitable your business is. So if you're sitting on the fence and you're not too sure what to do, the probability is that in 6-12 months time, you're still going to be sitting on the fence. The only way that we get to grow our businesses is by taking action. And sometimes it can be a scary place to take that step. But actually, once you've taken it, you realize it's not that scary. And the fact is, I mean, with somebody like you, Lenka, you're an NLP trainer as well. I mean, you've got a lot of credibility. You've got a lot of years experience. So you're very, very credible. You've got everything that backs up, you know, your fantastic service that you give to people. You know, it's a much safer bet somebody coming to work with you than somebody perhaps that they don't know. You know, and I would definitely say to people that if they are, you know, considering it at all, just imagine what it's going to be like at the end of the 3 months or 6 months, whenever they finish with you, and suddenly they've got a business where they are fully booked.
Of course, that's what we are making happen. Carol, blimey. You know, you would say you had it written somewhere as a speech, so beautifully said. I'm almost thinking in my head, the ladies need to hear this. That thing about sitting on the fence. I think if you allow me, I'm probably going to get my lovely VA to transcribe this bit and send it out as a newsletter, because this message needs to be heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, listen, Carol, I'm really, really grateful for your time. Thank you very much for sharing with us today.
Thank you, Lenka.
I'm going to mute you now so you can, you know, get on with your fabulous day, and yes, keep shining. You're an amazing woman, making
Thank
lots of
Thank you so much, Lenka. You're amazing too.
Onwards and upwards. Much love to you, Carol.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.